Christ.
Hail to you, our King, obedient to the Father, you who led to your crucifixion like a gentle lamb to this water.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, and I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter called to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It's the one whom I hand the morsels after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money back, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feasts, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left it once. And it was night. When it left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I'll be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." Gospel of the Lord. I think Peter is really thought that he loved his master so much that he will follow him even to death. But humanity is really weak. Jesus understand this. He did not scold Peter, but just tell him, "You'll betray me tonight." I think Peter won't believe this. After Jesus' resurrection, at the side of the Lake of Galilee, he asked Peter again for three times, "Do you love me?" Jesus understands our weakness, human weakness. So many times we make our confessions and say we'll never do again, and we commit the sins again, again, again. Jesus understands. But always he will ask us the same question, "Do you love me?" That's important. We try to say, every morning, every day, renew a promise. Jesus, I love you.